Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations. Always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude.
Man. My life has been reduced to just being a coach and a chauffeur. Hey, not bad either, but all I do is take itty bitties all around Los Angeles, crossing state lines. Yes, I said state lines. People in LA know what the state lines are. The 405, 101, that intersection right there, you cross that. All of a sudden, your ass is crossing state lines. It's a different world, man. Woo, they say that's the most traffic filled spot in all of America. Like, that's the busiest intersection right there. 101 and 405, and I believe them. So, man, I had to coach my kids' game and miss my daughter's yada recital. Both daughters, my 3 and 4 year old, are both in it. And it's funny because my 3 year old now, she's fearless. Like, she just don't give a damn. She just is a bundle of joy, always smiling, giggling, messing with you, like that kind of kid. And my 4 year old is a little more reserved, like calculated. You got to earn her love, earn her trust. She ain't giving it to you from hello. And since they're doing this recital together and they've been practicing, the 3 year old has loosened up the 4 year old. And then the 4 year old is now giving to the 3 year old that, like, support and leadership and little guidance. Like, I'm big sister in here. Nobody mess with my little sister. So little sister got free reign, which she was going to take anyway. And then she got big sister because her 4 year old sister, goodness, Serena Latifah. Like, my daughter is gigantic. She's like 99. I think she's actually over 100 in one of them, like 103 and 99. Like, she's just tall and thick. Her finger's big. So she's just going to be a big girl. So, you know, I'm just coaching. Had to coach my son's basketball game and do that and miss the recital. So a little parental guilt. Y'all know I always talk about it, but got to be real. What else we do? Then my sister was here. My niece was here. Hey, nay, nay. And had a pool day with the family and everybody just came over. And what I love about the house, and this was one of my dreams, is to be the headquarter house, you know, like the one that everybody taps into. Friends, family, you know, like the family reunion house, like just the house that everybody comes over to get some love. And so far, so good. I wish my family could come over more, but my sister, her foot is still not fully healed. And she's not an athlete, so she doesn't fight through the pain the same. Like, damn, you hurt your foot on December 31st. Your ass still talking about you limping? Woo, you couldn't play for the Chargers. They would have cut your ass. They did it to me, too. But so she's not coming as much. My dad, he always saying he's coming, but, you know, him and his wife, I guess my stepmom. It's weird. When I'm 21 and I meet you, you ain't my stepmom. You're just a lady my daddy married. Like, I'm too damn old to be calling my stepmom. That's why I can't even say it. But yeah, man, they supposed to be coming back over, reconciling all these issues. I ain't going to tell y'all about that yet. I got to wait for a topic to bring that out. But I'm working on my healing and dealing too. Love my pops to the fullest, but I got to respect he's married too. So, you know, you got caught in the middle a little bit there, daddy. Love you, brother. See you tomorrow, hopefully. And what else we got? Dinner with the parents from school, man. I love my kids' school because of the community it actually gives me and gives my kids. Tremendous families there. I mean, just every walk of life. So you're going to find what you want. I mean, for real. Whatever. Yep, them too. Yep. You want to find someone who's a billionaire. You want to find somebody who's on school financial aid. They're there. You want to find somebody from the hood. You want to find somebody who lives at the top of those mountains up there in Beverly Hills. Yes, you're going to find them there. You want to find someone in tech. You want to find somebody in sports. You want to find somebody in finance. Everybody's there. Every color. Hey, I give it to you real. It's families with two moms. I'm like, where the daddy at? Right here. Mama. Mama again. Two ladies. Two dads. You know, like two dudes raising. I'm like, damn, this school ain't playing. You know, and they put up pride posters, right? And at the same time, they put up National Chinese Month. Like, it's just crazy. Like, everything is supported. Everything is inclusive. And what I do like is they're including the truth, the real. They're not promoting it. They're supporting it. And that's what I'm about. Like, dog, I ain't got time to be mad at anybody. I am not any, put whatever you want before it, phobic. Good luck getting me mad at you because you made your choices in life. How do they infringe on my life, my rights? They don't. Like, oh, you like dudes? Okay, well, there are a lot of dudes out there. Go get them. Like, what is the problem? Let's still have a beer, bro, and talk about life. You know what I mean? Like, how are your kids? Now, we have to make sure that these kids are understanding that they have choices to make and they can make the proper choice, the right choice for themselves. That's a whole different conversation, right? And I think that people are scared and people are also being mindful of some of these kids are being influenced into those decisions. And exposure to it is not the influence, the greatest influence. The greatest influence to it all is when someone tells you to do it. Right. When someone tells you, OK, you got two parents and they say, do this, kid. And that's anything. Right. I coach. There are kids out there that don't want to play. They parents forcing them to play. I catch them every time when they jog through wind sprints. I'm like, why are you out here? My dad said, I got to play. Damn, you ain't gonna last long, bro. Right. And it could go any ideology. It could go anything. It could go with sex. It could go with gender, go whatever. Forcing somebody to do something, that heavy influence is what we don't want. But support, if your kid wants to play ball, your kid is talking about, hey, you know what, mama and daddy, I'm feeling something. You got to support them because guess what? The alternative of not supporting the kid, and I'm not talking about leading them to something. I'm saying supporting the kid. Y'all look at the suicide rates. Y'all look at the mental illness rates. Okay, so we got to get from these extremes of force your kid to be something. Now, I'm a parent. In my house, there are rules. Hell yeah, there are rules. Your ass going to get good grades. Yep. Your ass going to do something extracurricular. Yep. And do not come up to me talking about anything that is a lifelong decision while you're in my house as a minor, as a kid. So if you're trying to change your gender, that ain't happening. If you're trying to, what else could happen at this young age? Alter your body, that ain't happening. You trying to do these piercings and stuff? That ain't happening. Tattoos? That ain't happening. Not work hard? That ain't happening. That's just, I'm setting a culture, a expectation, a standard. Simple as that. Now, speaking of that, because there's a culture in women's sports that doesn't get spoken about enough. Let's talk about pregnancy in sports and how challenging that combination is for female professional athletes. Woo! This is a story right here. Pro soccer player Jess McDonald was traded across six teams in her first 5 years as a single parent, making it difficult to find, let alone afford, childcare in new cities. She and her then 8-month-old son were often forced to share a hotel room with a teammate, and sometimes she had no choice but to bring him with her to practice. Damn, that's messed up. You don't even think about this. Like, you think about, all right, those are women. all right, they're going to have a kid, and when they have a kid, they're not going to play ball. But you never think about the ones who tried to play ball. Wow, having a kid. Wow. If I'd have a bad game, you know, my kid would be blamed for it at times. And it was just like, oh, was your kid up late at night? The U.S. Women's National Team player said in a recent interview. So Arizona State basketball coach Charlie Turner Thorne had three children without taking maternity leave. Ooh, felt that pressure on that culture. It was like, can't do it. And New York Liberty head coach and former WNBA player Sandy Brondello, acknowledging the difficulties that she would face if she got pregnant, waited to have kids until she retired as a player at age 38. Damn, imagine wanting to have kids at 31. And you wait 7 more years just because you know, as soon as I have these kids, they're going to be looking at me like, bruh, it's a wrap. Like, you a 30-year-old running back. Like, nobody trying to mess with you. God, that sports culture, man, they whisper and they yell to you, hey, don't do that or else, okay? When I played, it was second medical opinions. Like, we had our team doctor, and if you dared to say, well, I'm going to go over here, what? You're going to go where and find out what information? Find out more than we already know? We already did our homework. We already did our research. We already did our evaluation. Don't you dare try to undermine us and go get another opinion. And guys who went and got second opinions, a lot of them, early days, they suffered for it, right? Because they took out the consequences on them. So juggling the demands of parenthood with those of a professional sports career, just one of the myriad of challenges that face female athletes in the industry that also has been rife with pay disparities. All right, that pay disparity stuff. Don't start bringing that in here. Like, there ain't no pay disparity argument that I've seen yet that has been false. If the women are bringing in the same amount of money, eyeballs, and sponsorship, they should get paid the same. In some instances, they are. Most, they're not. So let's not do that. Okay, harassment and bullying in the 27 years since the WNBA. Damn, 27 years? 27 years. Godly. Whew, that's a lot of money gone. Like, that's a lot of subsidizing going on. Come on, WNBA, get it right with your marketing. I swear the product, lower the rims, market it a little better. I guarantee you, y'all are going to black. Get out the red. The first women's professional sports league was formed 27 years ago, WNBA. All right. Let's talk about this. The issue once again drew national attention right before the season began when WNBA player D'Erica Hamby says she'd been harassed by her coach for getting pregnant. Damn. During the season, Las Vegas Aces coach Becky Hammon, I know that name, one of the league's marquee figures and a six-time WNBA All-Star, denied bullying Hamby. Oh, ho, ho. Coaches always deny when they be harassing your ass. I always believe the player when they say they got harassed. Coaches be going hard. She said the player wasn't traded to the Los Angeles Sparks because she was pregnant. The trade, she said, had everything to do with freeing up money to sign free agents. Now, I don't know why she got traded or not, but I certainly know that probably being pregnant didn't help your cause. Let's just say that. Can you agree with that, Becky Hammon? All right, so still, Hammon says she may have made a miss. Oh! Man, damn. I knew it. Hammon says she may have made a misstep. Y'all ever walk on steps, and make a misstep? You never say, I may have made a misstep. You know you did or didn't. So don't give me no may have made. Your ass know you made a misstep by asking Hamby at one point about her pregnancy. Ooh. And she indicated that the rules in the WNBA regarding pregnant players and how that looks within an organization have to be better defined. Shining a light on the balancing act of having a family and maintaining a professional sports career, especially as a woman. I could keep going and going. There's so much here. Man, they got stipends for them now, and they're trying to help them out. A small number of the elite veteran players who have played 8 or more seasons can be reimbursed up to $20,000 per year for costs directly related to adoption, surrogacy, egg freezing, or other fertility treatments. Wow. And it's a progressive offering compared to other industries. That is inclusive of the LGBTQ IA plus athletes as well. All right. Made strides in everything, they say, but there's still a little asterisk that it has to be after your 8-year service to get it, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that is one thing about benefits. Like, if I'm in the league, I'm in the league. Now, you can give me more. I get it as I accrue more time and stature in this league and tenure in this league. But at the same time, dog, once I'm in the league, get the money. money going. Hook your boy up. Get these benefits going, right? So these challenges that women face in sports, like Brondello and them, they got to decide literally, do I have a kid right now or do I ball right now? Damn. Dude's got it easy in this respect. This is unreal. Female athletes shouldn't have to give up motherhood because they want to be an athlete. That's right. Dr. Catherine Ackerman agrees with that as well. But there's a fear that when female athletes become parents, they may not value being an athlete as much. So that's the fallacy that's out there. Like, you're going to have a kid and then all of a sudden, well, look, obviously there are going to be tremendous demands on your time. And I hope that you have a partner. And I'm talking about a husband, but if not, it's just a partner or just somebody who's down for the cause. Because being single and having a kid and trying to ball, and I'm running that organization, I'm looking at your ass every single day. Lift them shades up. You tired? Because I know you tired, boss. And don't let your production slip, because I don't want to hear your hamstring. I don't want to hear, oh, they ain't giving you the ball properly. I want to look, and I'm probably going to look dead at, nah, that family is taxing your ass. And that's the tough part, because you got to respect the organization's fear as well, which is like, if you got too much going on in your life, which is having kids and not properly supported, not having kids. It's what's your family structure dynamic? How you going to work this out? What's your plan? Because you're the mom. And we all know that the mama, as I tell my boys all the time, mama has milk. What do men have? Sperm. Let's just say that the connection kids have to moms, a lot different. Milk? Man, that's essential. Milk. We do give life, though. So, you know, not trying to choose one, but we know that the mother and the maternal structure has to be in place, or mama's going to be upset. Kids not going to be properly taken care of, and the organization going to suffer because you're not going to be there for them. So a conundrum of issues right here, especially facing the women in pregnancy and sports. There's no solution to this. I think it's case by case. You just got to see the athlete. And some, you know, what if she's married, got the family structure, even on that travel? Ooh, God. That's one reason why I didn't want to take my next offer in media. It was going to involve some more travel. And I was like, man, not to that extent. I did that for 10 years in the NFL. I did that for ESPN. I was like, man, I got to stay still as much as possible. That's why y'all see me in the same ass locker room. It's starting to stink in here. Let me stop. Compton to Columbia sign. I'm doing as much work as I can downstairs in my basement. Yeah, damn right. People say that and they try to clown people like, oh, you're in this mom's basement. Well, I wish this was my mom's basement, because that mean I would have had a legacy and some money coming. I would have had a trust fund if this was my mama's basement. But it's mine, and I hold it in high esteem. So women out there, make sure, like anybody, whoever's having a kid, you got to always make sure that your structure is set up properly and you can be able to support the kid. You can't ask the organization, you can't ask your job to give you all of this leniency if they know that you are struggling at home. So tough situation for all. Hopefully they can get it fixed case by case. Let's talk about Fetty Wap. Maybe when you come my way. Fetty Wap's lawyers, though, trying to go a different way, because the financial struggles, they said, led to his involvement in a drug ring. Damn, I didn't even know this. Fetty Wap's lawyers are looking to get a lighter sentence than his minimum 5 years he's facing for his drug trafficking case dating back to 2021. He got arrested. Damn. 31-year-old's legal team says that his financial struggles caused him to get involved with the multi-million-dollar drug ring. That's y'all defense? No wonder you plead guilty. Goodness. Come on. Your defense is I got financial issues. That's what every drug dealer's issue is. Doesn't every drug dealer start off with, I'll say this in common, whether they black, they white, they from the suburbs, they from the hood. I can tell you one thing they got in common, financial struggles, right? The day one, I ain't talking about day 100 when you making some dough or whatever. Come on, day one, ain't nobody on the block balling out of control trying to slang no rocks, are they? If they are, they got mental issues. All right, so the 679 artist lawyers argue that COVID-19 and the pandemic ruined his ability to be on the road, thus hindering any tour income he was able to generate, according to the Billboard magazine. So what makes this case unusual is Mr. Maxwell's motivation. Personal gain was not his motivation. Rather, he was motivated by his commitment to financially support others. He now realizes that he does not have to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. Man, stop. I got the entourage bigger than MC Hammer's, and like I got to make sure they eat, so I'm about to slang this. That ain't it. And carry the weight on your shoulders. I know that pressure, and I know it's real, and I know you subscribe to it, but you can also elect to get out of it. You can opt out of that. You got to tell people, hey, bro, I am not you, and nobody can take care of you better than you. So get off my ass and get off my shoulders and take care of yourself. Quote, suddenly it felt like life was going in reverse and he became ashamed when he began to struggle to keep up the lifestyle that he created for so many. Oh, I get that. That is a real thing. His judgment became impaired. Desperate to keep up with his financial obligations, Mr. Maxwell became involved in an instant offense and an instant offense, I guess, for a few months in the spring. Probably initial offense. Spring of 2020. Ah, so he felt that pressure. Look, I always told you guys this story about how I witnessed Junior Seau and some of his struggles, and the inability to say no really made him implode, you know? Fetty Wap, I get it, bro. Like, the inability to tell everybody I ain't got it made you want to just go out there anyway and any mean to get it. But you can't. You can't. Like, it's better to just tap out and let them laugh at you than now you're going to be forced to tap out. You're going to get pinned in the pen to go to the pen. And I wonder if they're going to laugh at you then, you know? God, like, so much of this is just based on others. Sad. Like, dog, care about what you think about you more than what they think about you. Like, I know we all care about what others think, but it can't trump what you think of yourself. And in this situation, if he had had that properly in its right structure, he wouldn't be facing these 5 years minimum. All right. So according to the legal team, he realizes the terrible mistake he made and is truly sorry for the loss and hurt he has caused. They're hoping to reduce his potential sentence to 5 years due to the unique circumstances of the situation and accountability has shown. Goodness. Now, this is what he is up for. Goodness. Accused of trafficking over 100 kilos of opioids, crack, and cocaine from the West Coast to be sold throughout Long Island. Suckers on his Franklin. He over here trying to really snowfall it. He really trying to win. Fetty pled guilty to conspiring to possess and distribute 500 grams of more or more of cocaine. Blaming COVID, blaming financial struggles, blaming the need to financially provide, everything but taking responsibility for his actions. And I'm hoping and I'm certain that he is. That just didn't make the headlines. That just didn't make the news stories. It's because it sounds like a cop-out if he didn't. Let me tell you of a teammate that I had. I'm a protector guilty. That got me caught up in something like this, almost. Teammate of mine, one of my best friends. I played with him a couple teams. And I remember he had his new friend who, like, fixed cars. And I was like, all right, that's cool. Now, you know, my spidey sense always goes off when somebody's a trucker or fixing cars, mechanics. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Maybe I done lived it too much or seen too many movies or both. I'm like, all right, what else you do, dog? You know what I mean? So anyway, he got caught up. Next thing you know, he used to always want me to come over and go to the spot. Like, they had, you know, the back of the shop where they were fixing the cars. They would play cards and stuff. And I was like, dog, I used to always tell my boys in college and in the pros, like, I'm not the homie that comes over and just hangs with y'all. I'm not. Because I use that time to go hang with some girls. Like, seriously, like, if we go to eat, we go to the club, we go to a bar, we go to a lounge, but I ain't just going over your house to play Nintendo and just talk and smoke and drink. Nah, that's girl time. Dudes, just too much bad, too much testosterone, just too much bad can happen. Fights, disagreements, you can bond, but we can bond anywhere, dog. Like, because most of the time I'm working. Whatever it is, I'm game planning or I'm by myself building up my relationship with my best friend, me. So that 3-4 hours, we just ordering wings and coming through, kicking it. I'll watch the game with y'all, yeah. But just coming through to play Nintendo, coming through to just play cards, not me. And I don't judge y'all. Don't judge me. Or I'm going to judge y'all. So when he used to invite me, I used to say, nah. Then finally, back, he called me up one day and he was like telling me that he was in LA and he wanted to connect. And I was like, all right, let's do it. He's all right, let me hit you back. And I'm busy right now. And we connect. I was like, all right. And I swear I ain't heard from him since. I got a letter from his wife, I think years ago, and I didn't respond. And why didn't I respond? Because I felt he violated my trust. Turns out feds was watching him. Turns out my phone was tapped. Turns out they've been watching me. Now, I ain't fine shit because I don't be doing nothing. I ain't John Morant. You know what I'm saying? I don't do stuff for the public at large. I don't do stuff on the gram. I don't do stuff on IG Live. I don't let y'all know my business. Plus, I ain't doing nothing. You ain't going to arrest me for what? So I was like, damn, that's messed up. You couldn't even tell your boy. Like, and I know it's a tough conversation to have with me. Well, if it's so tough, don't hang with me. Don't compromise me. Don't put me in those positions and predicaments. I got a family, bro. So when his wife wrote me that letter, as much as I still love that dude, I still think of that dude. Nope. Because if you didn't tell me then that you were doing something that got you kingpin charges, you went up for double digits, I heard. And you, for months, years, knew you were doing that and was trying to bring me into it. Because you know this is how it goes. Come play cards. All right. Oh, he came to play cards. Then his boy, his partner, like, yo, what else you got going on, Wiley? You got all that money? What you doing with it? Like, what you mean? Why you in my business? What you want? Oh, no, I'm just knowing, you know, you got to diversify. You got to get into stuff. Man, I know some cats, man. You give them 500. They come back with 5,000. Damn. That's cool, man. We'll give them 500. I don't need 500 or 5,000. You know what I mean? I don't need your 2 cents either. Like, shut up. But see, that's me. I'm an ass. But point being, they go as far as they think you will go. So he would have been nudging me to get into that dark side. And what if just one of them times I was joking? You know me, I'm a jokester. So I'm like, shit, man, next time I see y'all, I got a million on whatever the hell y'all talking about. Now, I could have wormed out of it. Like, I didn't know what they were talking about. But then at the same time, why, Mr. Wiley, why are you hanging with them? I'm on people's court trying to defend myself. Meanwhile, getting cut by the damn Dallas Cowboys. Boy, woo! Y'all tell me if I should call them because I miss them, but I don't miss that BS. All right, y'all. Last story right here. A budget-savvy bride sparks a furious debate after revealing she got Chili's to cater her wedding for just $20, I guess. Damn, if she wasn't married already, I'd marry her too. Madison Mulkey from Georgia. That's a Georgia name, ain't it? That name ain't made it to California yet. Mulkey. Oh, she tied the knot with her boyfriend, Greg Mulkey, back in March. All right, they decided to serve food from Chili's on their big day. And while their choice resulted in them saving thousands of dollars, it left a lot of people divided on it. All right, so she shared a video. She got on TikTok, of course. Had to let everybody know, girl, I got that Chili's over here. And she explained that they spent less than $2,000, less than $2,000 to feed 99 guests, which comes out about 20 bucks a person, right? The average price for a wedding catering, usually $75 a person. Greg, you married the right one. 1, 2, 3, Greg. 1, 2, 3, Greg. Sucker, yeah, got him a good girl. Oh, man. The tray that they ordered included chicken tenders, sliders, egg rolls, chips, salsa, Cajun chicken pasta, and salad, as well as 5 specialty meals for people who are gluten or dairy free. Damn, they looking out, too. They're like, you got a little issue in your blood system. Let me make sure you're good. Golly, I love this. We love the price point, they said. You really can't beat the price point, like you just can't. They quotes is tripling down on shit was cheap. It's all good. It's insane that we only spent that much for our wedding food. Now, on top of cutting costs, the couple also wanted to have Chili's at their wedding because it was something that connected them earlier in their relationship. So she shared a screenshot of an old text message conversation between her and Greg in which he asked her what she thought of the chain. Oh, Greg, like me. Let me tell you my story. So I used to date a lot of women. Early 2000s. Yeah, this era. Like 2000, 2005. Ooh, I was a bad, 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 bad boy. All right. So there was a spot I grew up around the corner from on Slauson and Angeles Vista called Yee's. And if you're from LA, you know Yee's was it. I mean it. You can't talk about what Panda Express. You can't talk about what P.F. Chang's. She Yee's was it. Boy, them egg rolls was silly. Them scrimps was crazy. And I used to go to Yee's as much as I could when I could get $5. Man, I give me a child's plate on their head. That's what it was called, a child's plate. Get that little peanut butter cookie and the egg roll. That shortbread cookie. Oh, God, Lord. Anyway, I used to date. And when I dated a young lady, I'm saying we're going to Yee's. And if she turned her nose up to Yee's, I turned my head away from her. I was like, it's a wrap. And one of those girls that I did that to, because she actually did that, and I'm being hyperbolic a little, but really it was a strike. Like, why you don't like it? It ain't about you don't like Yee's. It's just they were like, why are we over here eating this when you Marcellus Wiley and you, yeah, I get it. You grew up over here. I get it that you from around here, but why are we here eating Yee's and it's not even that good? Cause I admit, if you didn't grow up on Yee's, you ain't gonna probably love Yee's cause my wife now doesn't like it, but they closed it down. So she ain't have to go through the test. Nah, we used to deliver it a little bit before they closed. And I get that. But when you turn your nose up to the experience, to my upbringing, to where I'm from, and more importantly, to the people over there, like you basically judging them. Like you can't eat this because this ain't no fufu. This ain't no fresh people around. This ain't in West Hollywood. This ain't in Hollywood. You're like, oh, we in the hood over here. Oh, okay. That's how you, oh, okay. But one of those girls, woo, she was marriage material. She ended up getting married too. I see them all the time, but she was a monster. She is a beast, like on paper and real life. She's something special, but we had other issues. I was a little immature at the time. All right, so let me finish this story because I think this is hilarious. The messages, they went back and forth and showed that they love Chili's together, right? And so Chili's was like, damn, y'all want to do this? All right, y'all got to order y'all food early because, you know, we stay busy around here. And it was a holiday weekend, so they had to order the food hella early on their wedding day. But they said it came through, and everybody was pumped, and everybody was kind of like caught off guard, but at the same time, like, dog, y'all authentic, y'all real about this. So they said that they were thankful for it, and more importantly, they just had it their way. Isn't that Burger King? So they were pumped for it, man. Man, let me tell y'all this. Every single dude that has ever gotten married in this world's history has thought about a plan like this. I know I did. I'm like, damn. Because you just start thinking, it ain't the money fully. It's how much you're spending for the time. And it's only like 3-5 hours. Like, you know, like it's one thing. Okay, she said it's $5,000, $10,000. You're like, damn. But then it's, you think, a man immediately thinks, for 3 hours? And a woman thinks, for a lifetime memory. See the difference there? Men and women are different. A dude is like, man. But meanwhile, the dude spent $5,000 sitting on the floor to watch Spence and Crawford. And that might end in the first round. Hell no, that ain't ending in the first round. That's going the distance, right? But the point is, Mike Tyson, first round. $5,000. Yeah! Your wife's like, $5,000 for the food at the damn wedding. How long? How much? What you want? What we serving? It's so crazy, right? So I thought that was hilarious of a story, man. Like, people out here are silly. So I married the right one, too. She did it right. We had a destination wedding. It was sick. So destination weddings, the only way to go. Weed out all those little homies that live around you that's just going to show up for your food anyway and hear the DJ. If he's good, they stay. If he ain't, they out. But they done ate up your food and sat up and farted up your church, right? So I like destination weddings. Get your asses out of here. Whoever got it, come. Whoever wants to really be there, come. Everybody else, chill. And we'll see you when we come back from the honeymoon. And I like that because not only you get the real ones that come, or, you know, frankly, some people just can't afford it and they're real, but they find a way. It creates another family. The people that were there for that week, and you have it midweek, so you let 3 days go by and everybody just got to get familiar, break the ice, start seeing each other in the pool a little more, in the jacuzzi. Ain't nothing funnier than all these couples walking around. And then you just sitting there talking to somebody else's wife, and you about to get married, and she just sitting there in the pool, bikinis and stuff, and y'all passing out drink, getting faded, and you just sitting there like, oh, this is crazy. Now it becomes some big old frat sorority party, right? And everybody just kicking it. And then you get married, and everybody act a fool then, and then after that, oh, you know it's on then. after that, it's a party. I mean a party. Because now everybody cool and everybody done got lit and everybody kicking it. And then there's three more days of that family experience. So I love it. Wish Chili's delivered to Mexico because my ass would have been there. I don't like Chili's. I had a bad experience last time. So y'all tell me if y'all love Chili's because I need to go back again. I'm not through with Chili's, but that experience got me shook. It was just not good. And it was hot in there too. So my daughter Morocco knows daddy ain't for Chili's right now.
Time to hit you with a Wileyism. Today's Wileyism comes from my man, head coach, the genius, Marv Levy. He told us this my rookie year. He said, you can't hoop with the Owls and soar with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Can't hoop with the Owls and soar with the Eagles. Y'all know what this means. He was looking at his team like, dude, y'all need to go to bed. Y'all out there hanging. Y'all out there chilling. Y'all out there just partying, whatever you're doing. But you're trying to hoop with the Owls. But then when it comes time to wake up the next day, time to go get this work in, you can't soar with the Eagles. Basically, don't burn both ends of the candle. You got to be smart about that. We talked earlier about how important rest is for the offseason of NFL players. We just talked about it with Zion Williamson in terms of not only do you have to work out and work out hard, but you got to recover and rest just as hard. Once again, it shows its face. You can't go out there and hoop with the Owls and soar with the Eagles. And it's not just rest and recovery. Frankly, it's almost a responsibility conversation. We know nothing really good happens that late. I mean, one thing we do know, one thing. But other than that one thing, nothing really good happens after what they say, midnight, 2 o'clock, Tony Dungy style. We know what we're getting into when we let the clock strike 12. But the point is, if you have something, you have a task at hand, you have a goal in mind, make sure you attack it with full focus, full energy. And the only way to do that, frankly, you can't hoop with the Owls and soar with the Eagles.
All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dad Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon. Go.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.